Grant at the End and Bear, an Encounter Poem. Approaching the end, his migraines grew so powerful he would grasp his head with both hands to will them away. Chamberlain witnessed him leave to meet Lee, mud spattered, sure in the saddle, his silence something biblical, granitic, Moses off to lay down the commandments. When he was dying in July on the porch, a blanket covered his legs. There's a heavy coat, a watch cap, a pillow. So thin he disappeared within them. He is writing on a tablet. He never reveals that he was the killer we needed. The chair to his right is pulled close for Julia. He takes no notice of the camera. He cannot walk or ride, a misery for one who lived his life with horses. He cannot speak or swallow. He tears off scraps to write messages. Days before the end, on his son's vigil, he cried out in his sleep, "The cannon did it." 24 black stallions drew all he had left to his tomb. Sherman, alone in his final salute, shook with weeping. Before he died, I hope they led his horse close enough for him to stroke her nose and gather in her smell. This, so he might remember every horse he had given a name. Bear. The bear shambling down the trail in the rain, into the hollow near the stream, looking as if someone had thrown a black bag over a moving heap, then stuck a head in the middle that now shook and swung side to side, whipping in scent. Its tiny eyes seemed red. We were spellbound, ready to give ground, when it drew back its ears flat against its strange head and gave us white teeth in the falling dusk, chomped its jaws twice, a sound like an axe crumping into soft, wet wood.